not good. All right, let's move on to item number 8, non-point source program strategy and 5-year plan. Mr. Mark Neely.
Yep. Thought I'd outlast the audience, but not quite.
This is your last presentation.
This is my last presentation. I'm retiring as of in the next week, 30th.
We can fix that.
Yeah, oh, believe me. There have been offers already, but it's under control. I turned 60 a few weeks ago, so it seemed like a good milestone, too.
Funny, that ain't enough.
Yeah, I've also been told that, but I beg to differ. So my name is Mark Neely. I'm the senior in charge of the Non-Point Source 401 unit here in the office in the Non-Point Source Timber Harvest Division, and I'm here to speak to give you the results of our multi-month effort at devising the Non-Point Source program strategy and 5-year plan for our region. And you'll recall I've been in front of the board here a few times during the past few months giving you updates on this. We've had numerous public meetings. Again, we're the only region that has brought a public comment component to it, so which has kind of slowed us down a bit, but I think it results in a better product. So as you'll recall, under the 5-year plan, we're to devise 3 to 5 initiatives, non-point source initiatives that we are on the hook to report to the state board and to the US EPA using performance measures. And we report to them semi-annually every 6 months, every half fiscal year. And again, as I've mentioned and want to keep driving home, just because something isn't on this list doesn't mean we're not going to do it. We're just not going to be on the hook in that, what they call the SAPRs, semi-annual progress reports, on that cycle of giving regular updates to the State Board and NDPA. Mr. Chair, are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah. I thought you were looking for your...
Oh, no.
We do often wonder that ourselves.
Let me rephrase that.
You know, at 4 o'clock on a Thursday, I'm doing all right.
I'm with
you. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
I am so with you, man.
Didn't mean to draw attention to
you. Oh, it's fine. Keep going.
So anyway, the final 4 initiatives, as listed here. First off is the ownership and watershed WDRs for timber harvest and non-point source activities. The second initiative is water quality compliance program for discharges from agricultural lands, and that's our ag program that Rebecca and her crew are actively working on. The third initiative is a combination of the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program and the Wood for Salmon Work Group. And finally, the fourth initiative is the watershed stewardship approach, and I'm going to go through each one of those very briefly and describe to you what we're on the hook to do. So under Initiative 1.1, the WDRs for timber harvest and non-point source activities, as you know, we have a history of success at adopting and implementing these things. You guys have adopted them. And we have them on both an ownership basis, Green Diamond, for example, and on a watershed basis, for example, Bear Creek. In our region, they're efficient and predictable method of ensuring water quality protection. The industry likes them. The Forest Service likes them. They build on and complement habitat conservation plans, and they extend non-point source permit coverage to THP activities on private lands and other non-point sources on federal lands. And of course, the board is already committed to undertaking more of these regulatory actions. We're on the hook for when these things expire. I don't go much into detail in this presentation on the performance measures. You can go back to the document to find out all the details. Our activities proposed under Initiative 1.1 will be to revise the non-federal timber harvest waiver, which will expire in late 2014, next year, and they will be bringing it to the board for adoption. Just want to give credit where it's due. And then the non-point source waiver for the Forest Service expires in early 2015. At that time, we'll be developing a revised permit and bringing it to the board for adoption. On the next slide, we're going to issue watershed-wide WDRs to Humboldt Redwoods Company for Jordan Creek and Stitz Creek. both tributary to the Eel River. The plan is for adoption of Jordan Creek in the first half of 2014 and Stitz Creek in the lower in the first half of 2015. Watershed WDRs also will be extended to Elk River and Freshwater Creek, both part of the TMDL process as well. And those are expired, those are set for adoption in the first half of 2014 and 2016. And then Mendocino Redwoods Company would very much like ownership-wide WDRs, so we are on the track for that to have those ready in late 2017. Moving on to Initiative 2, this is the Water Quality Compliance Program for discharges from agricultural lands. I will say up front, this includes marijuana. For a while, we considered, because of the magnitude and extent of that problem, we had proposed originally to have it its own initiative, but as you heard this morning, there's so many issues on the legality of this that we've opted to just, it's part of the ag program. We'll deal with it in that forum, and hopefully that will, they will accomplish that. Our plan, as you know, has changed on the ag program. We've moved from a region-wide permit to a more of a geography and or commodity-based permit. For instance, the Shasta River, and which is a geographic one, lily bulbs, which can are mostly Del Norte, but they can extend to other areas. Implement existing and revised waivers or mechanisms, sorry, like TMDLs and waivers, and education outreach and progressive enforcement. And as you know, this program is also developing, so you'll be hearing lots more of that in the coming couple years. The third initiative was the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program and Wood for Salmon Work Group. These are two ongoing programs that we are heavily involved in, primarily headed up by Jonathan Warmerdam here in the office. The Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program, the idea is to promote the implementation of high-quality restoration projects in the watersheds of Mendocino County. And the projects are designed to enhance aquatic and terrestrial habitat that may be affecting water quality and beneficial uses, particularly endangered salmonids. The Wood for Salmon Work Group includes over 15 member agencies, including state and federal agencies, non-regulatory agencies, nonprofit conservation organizations, and the aim is to promote recovery actions detailed in federal and state recovery plans, especially for large woody debris, large woody material projects, in order to improve habitat for endangered salmonids. On the next slide, the activities proposed for that, for the Mendocino County Permit Coordination Program, or the MCPCP. We plan to develop programmatic waste discharge requirements with a 401 component, kind of similar to what we did with the 5C County Roads, and work with state and federal agencies in developing other programmatic permits. And then to bring the permit, our permit, to the board for adoption and develop conservation and restoration practices. Wood for Salmon Work Group, bring the permit to the board for adoption. I think Jonathan's looking at early next year. Provide information to interested parties on our restoration permitting process, participate in public workshops, conferences, and trainings to educate stakeholders, and coordinate permitting and seek funding to facilitate 4 large wood restoration projects per year. That's our performance measure. And of course, that's not just us, that's other agencies, but one of the things they focus on in this process is building on ongoing efforts and leveraging other agencies' ongoing activities as well as ours. And finally, Initiative 1.4. This is a bit of a leap on our part. This isn't so much like the other initiatives, and it's more of an approach than a program. And I know that you heard about this program, this approach, and we'll be hearing more. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail at this point, but it is something we're that is ongoing and we think is a very promising approach to try and expand throughout the region. We want to establish collaborative frameworks within select North Coast watersheds to promote water quality protection and restoration. And I'm not going to read all these, if that's okay, but just increase our coordination, collaboration. And one important thing to note is this approach is already being utilized to varying degrees in the Klamath, Shasta, and Garcia. So, again, this isn't something that's a pie in the sky, but something we are actually in the throes of developing. And each watershed is expected to complete the performance measures, and submetrics will be tailored to each watershed as these things move forward. And the activities, again, I urge you to go back to the five-year plan to look at the performance measures, but we want to build partnerships, characterize watersheds, identify problems and solutions, implement cooperative agreements, and measure and evaluate progress. So that's the four initiatives. Where we go from here, the next step, the State Board did give us comments on our first draft, and we went over them, over those comments and suggestions with them, and we fully addressed them. So now we're on the same board, on the same page with the State Board. Final revisions will be made following this meeting, if necessary. You can still weigh in, with the final version due to the State Board by September 1st. At that point, the State Board will take all the region's plans, put them into one big compendium, along with their 15-year plan, and that'll be followed by a public comment period. But of course, again, we've kind of, we're ahead of the game on that front. So, and we begin reporting on the progress on these initiatives to the State Board starting January of 2014 for the last half of this fiscal year. And that's what I have. I'm happy to take any comments or questions you may have.
Any comments or questions from us? What are you going to do in retirement, Mark?
That's a question. Going to lay low at first.
Sounds good.
Volunteering, definitely I want to do that. The whole idea is to get away from meetings and phone calls and due dates for a while, but I'll dip my toe back in. And people definitely urge me to keep busy in that field and put my skills to good use, but there are other things I plan to do as well. So.
Well, I want to thank you for seeing this through, getting us a five-year plan.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
In good shape. I like these all four of these components. Mm-hmm. I think they fit within the direction we're going as an agency, mm-hmm. and allow us a latitude to get at some of the issues we have out there. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
Thank you all.
And happy retirement.
Thank you.